AM1360.com.
The Mary Jones Show is on AM1360, 610, 1240, and 1470. The Talk of Connecticut.
I'm so pleased to have the pleasure, distinct pleasure of welcoming back to the show. It's been way too long. She is a fitness trainer, a personal trainer, a celebrity trainer. She worked with Jackie Onassis for many years. Best-selling author of several books on fitness, Strength Training for Women, which I have and love. Home workout, total body workout. Her website, do check that out, joanpaganofitness.com. Happy New Year's to Joan Pagano. Hi, Joan.
Hi, Mary. Happy New Year to you, too, and thanks so much for inviting me on the show.
Well, thank you so much for making some time for us today. It has been too long, Joan. How have you been?
I've been fabulous.
Oh.
Really good.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad to hear that. Good holiday season?
Yes, you're asking me on a very good day because I'm still in Florida soaking up the sun.
Are you really? Oh.
Soaking up the warm weather. But soon we will be heading back to New York City next Monday. But it's been a glorious break.
So,
especially good mood.
I don't really want to know this, but what is the temperature right now down there?
It's supposed to be around 79 today.
Really?
We were socked in with fog this morning, unlike anything I'd ever seen, but it burnt off by about 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, and now it's just a glorious sunny day.
Well, Joan, you'll be glad to know that what you're missing up here, it was about 9 o'clock this morning when the temperatures got to double digits. It went from 8 degrees to 10.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Oh, dear. I get goosebumps.
I know. So savor every moment of Florida down there.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you so much, especially then if you're on vacation, for making time. As I mentioned before we even got you on the line, Joan, I was thinking that you are the perfect person to kind of help us kick off the new year. And I threw a question out to our listeners in terms of, okay, how many of you have a resolution to lose weight, to maybe do a better job of working out on a regular basis, whether it's to lose weight or just be healthy, because that continues, Joan, as you know, to be the number one and or two resolution.
Yes. I have very strong feelings about that. I think that if your goal is to lose weight, you really need to break it down into specific objectives. So how exactly do you plan to do that? How much time can you commit to a cardio training program, which is very important in terms of weight loss? How much time, how many times a week can you commit to a strength training program to build muscle, which is lean body mass that is metabolically more active than fat and burns more calories, just performing physiological functions like breathing, digesting food, circulating blood, even sleeping? So you really, and then what are you going to do on the nutrition side? Mary, you know that my expertise is in physical activity, so I will address that mainly, but you also need to figure out what your eating plan is going to be.
Yes, absolutely. And I think you and I have talked about this before, Joan, but I intentionally used the word healthy leading to longevity, because as I've gotten older, I am so mindful of that in terms of working out, eating well. It's not just a matter of, as I always say, fitting into my pair of white jeans, which I no longer have, but I did when I was in my 20s. Now, it really is a matter of being healthy. It's not just vanity any longer.
Right. I would say that most of my private clients have health maintenance as their goal. And especially as you hit your 50s and 60s, when you're looking ahead, maybe even dealing with aging parents and watching them struggle to maintain their independence or watching the physical limitations that they have and projecting ourselves into the future, okay, what can I do at this age in order to be great in 15 or 20 years or 10 years?
Right.
So it is important to think about the changes that occur in the body as we are aging and how to maintain, and I don't want to say defend against the aging process, but work with it in order to maintain your best fitness level, your best functional fitness level.
Well, you do a lot of work, I know, and I was on your website recently, and you have some anti-aging work that you're involved with.
Yes, but since that website was, since I put that up on the website, thank you for reminding me, I've really changed. I've changed my attitude about that. I no longer think of anti-aging because that's kind of a losing battle. I think of pro-aging. I think of aging well. What can we do to age well, to maintain our ability to perform our daily functions with ease, with energy to spare, with with energy left over for leisure time pursuits or to meet unforeseen emergencies? Like, how do we maintain that energy level? How do we maintain our level of strength in order to manage all of our daily activities, whether it's carrying our groceries or taking the stairs instead of the elevator, lifting heavy roasting pan out of the oven? All the things that we do in our day-to-day that we need to be able to manage to maintain our independence. For instance, are you starting to use your arms to get up from a couch or a low chair? If you are, that's something you need to address now, because we're too young, and what I consider middle age, 50s, 60s, to be using our arms to be getting up out of a chair. So you start to notice that things are changing in your body, and that's
Joan,
inevitable.
What do you mean by that, Joan? When you said, are you using your arms, I'm thinking about, well, I don't know, do I use my arms to get out? What, we should be using what, our leg muscles exclusively?
Yes, because you'll see people who do not have leg strength to use their upper body strength to push themselves up from a seated position, as opposed to being able to lift yourself up by doing basically a sit-to-stand squat, which uses all the main muscle groups of the lower body. And those are the muscles that we depend on for stability, for walking ability, for the ability to perform that function of getting up from a seated position, which is probably the most critical movement that we need as we are aging, to get up from a toilet, to get up from a bathtub. So being, having that lower body strength is really critical in terms of how we're going to manage the aging process.
Well, I'm chuckling, Joan, speaking with fitness trainer, celebrity fitness trainer, Joan Pagano. Fitness is her website, so filled with information in and of itself. Joan Pagano is my special guest, kicking off the new year, talking about fitness, being healthy. And I've never really paid attention, Joan, to how I get out of a chair. But, you know, next time I do, when the show's over at 2 o'clock and I have to get out of my chair, I'm going to pay close attention to whether I'm using my arms. I hope not, now that we've had this conversation. Isn't that too funny?
Right. So yeah. Some of this is developing an awareness of how we are moving. I know one of my clients who is about 80, who's in great shape. She has a fabulous figure. She's just as spry as they come and really has maintained her appearance. Well, she didn't realize that she was having trouble getting up from the floor, which is another movement that opens up a whole world of activities to us. If you cannot get up from the floor, then you're limited as to how you move throughout your day. So that's another thing I find, especially with a little bit older population, that they're not aware that that's become difficult for them.
Well, in addition to, talk about the fact, Joan, that working out on a regular basis, making exercise really part of our day, how that really helps us with energy, because I know that it does. You know, the days that I work out, I have more, one would think that one would have less energy. I have more energy those days.
Right. Because you are improving all of your physiological systems. You're improving your heart and lung ability to pump blood, to circulate blood. You're making your heart stronger so that you're relieving stress on your heart. Your muscles are stronger so that you can move more easily. In fact, one of the things that happens with aging is that we start to slow down because we lose certain muscle fibers. We lose fast twitch muscle fibers, which are responsible for speed. So we start to lose those muscle fibers and therefore slow down. So strength training is very important. And you need a minimum of 2 sessions a week with targeting the major muscle groups. Strength training is very important, and cardio exercise in order to maintain your stamina in your heart and your lungs.
So you just touched upon my very next question, Joan. I was going to ask, let's break it down. Let's get real specific in terms of how much, in your opinion, and you are such an expert in this regard, how much exercise, how many days a week do we really realistically should we be targeting?
Well, realistic is a key word there, Mary, because it depends on your goals, how much exercise you should be doing, and what types of exercise you should be doing. If your goal is weight loss, which is something we talked about a moment ago, if your goal is weight loss, you can do up to an hour of cardio activity 6 days of the week. That's a lot of exercise. Maybe not everybody has the time to squeeze in an hour of cardio exercise. So if you don't be discouraged and think, well, I can't do that, so I'm not going to do anything. Just get in what you can. Aim for 30 minutes a day to begin with. And whether you do that in a continuous session or whether you break it down into 3 10-minute sessions, kind of getting your exercise in doses, or 2 15-minute sessions, it doesn't matter. You will get the same benefits in terms of weight loss. So start with something that's manageable.
Joan, I don't think I realized that. So yeah. It's just as the results are the same if you, let's say, run or walk for 30 minutes as opposed to if you run or walk for 2 sessions of 15 minutes.
Yes, for weight loss, for most of our health goals, like weight loss and reducing your risk for developing chronic diseases like heart disease, arthritis, osteoporosis, for those kinds of goals, you can break your exercise down. If you're an athlete and you're really looking to improve your VO2 consumption, your maximal oxygen consumption, that won't work. But very few of us are really interested in that. So for health maintenance and for developing a fitness, especially if you're not doing anything and you want to get started, that is actually the minimum for somebody who wants to reduce their risk of developing disease. And another thing, there's so many different ways to get your exercise in. Another great way to do it is if you're on your feet a lot, or if you're not, let's say, get a pedometer, which is a very inexpensive tool, very helpful tool, or some sort of an app for your iPhone or whatever device you use, and monitor how many steps a day you're taking. Under 5,000 steps a day is considered sedentary level. Experts aim for us all accumulating at least 10,000 steps a day.
So if we do 10,000 steps a day, that will, well, it's going to sound silly, but that will suffice. If we're doing 10,000 steps a day, we shouldn't feel the need to go jogging or do any other cardiovascular if we're just simply walking 10,000 steps a day. And I realize that's a lot.
Well, it really, again, depends on your starting fitness level and what your goals are. So 10,000 steps a day, I have had clients be very successful when they started monitoring exactly how many steps they got in a day, because it can be motivating when you see the numbers. It's like, whoa, I'm not getting nearly that. And then you start to find ways to incorporate more steps in. And the more that you walk, the more that you burn calories, the more weight you can lose, the healthier you can be in terms of reducing your risk for heart disease or diabetes. And it's a great way to incorporate more exercise. Now, if you're already an active person, maybe you need to look more closely at your cardio workouts. And in that case, there are a number of different ways of creating diverse programs to stimulate. Let's take somebody, for instance, who's stuck at a weight plateau. Let's talk about them since we're talking about weight. They've been doing the same cardio, suppose they're walking 45 minutes to an hour most days of the week, and they're not getting the results that they want. Well, then they have to change the program. And one thing that is very effective in terms of bumping up the program is to incorporate intervals of faster paced walking or inclines, stairs. So if you're just walking a flat track, or you're walking at the mall, or you're not really getting the stimulus of going up and down stairs or up and down inclines or speeding up and slowing down, that's one easy way to sort of ramp up your program and get better results.
Joan, could you stay with me? I know you're on vacation. We have to come up upon a hard break right now. Do you have like 5 more minutes?
Sure, absolutely.
Oh, that's wonderful. Celebrity trainer, fitness trainer, fitness guru, Joan Pagano. Her website, joanpaganofitness.com. This is Mary Jones. We'll be right back. Joan Pagano is with us. Joan, are you still there?
Yes, Mary, I'm holding for you.
Thank you very much. I so appreciate that. She's down on vacation in Florida where it's 79 degrees or thereabouts, she mentioned. But I just so appreciate you're taking a few minutes more from your vacation time, Joan.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
So two things I wanted to ask you before I let you run, and this is why I asked you to hold on. Well, actually three. One is a question. How many books have you written?
Five.
Okay. I mentioned, I think, three of them. Strength Training for Women, which I have and love. Is your newest book Home Workout?
Yes, Home Workout, which is a compilation, actually, that includes my workouts from 15-minute total body workout and 15-minute abs workout. And it comes with a DVD so that you can follow along these 15-minute routines of targeting your muscles, your strength training workout as well. The total body workout is a strength training workout alternating with cardio intervals. So great, efficient way to get a workout in 15 minutes. And there are four different workouts in that book. And then 15-minute abs workout, which is all about conditioning your midsection, both the abdominals and your back muscles, what we call the core, in order to not only trim down and flatten the belly, but also support the low back.
Such successful books. Such successful books. Again, congratulations on that. And they are available everywhere?
Yes, at Amazon Online and at all major retailers.
Booksellers. Yeah, and again, Joan's website is joanpaganofitness.com. So I did want to ask you about your books. Two quick things. Wanted to just share with you, Joan, because you and I have talked on and off air about this, and this would be my flabby arm situation. Well, I have been inspired by your Strength Training for Women book, which I got, sometime last year. And love. I've made progress and I am very committed. Ask my husband Morgan. I'm very committed and actually enjoy working out with my arms.
Isn't that fantastic? Absolutely music to my ears. Congratulations.
Joan, well, and thank you for that. I look forward to it. I never in a million years thought those words would come out of my mouth. I look forward to it.
Isn't that great?
It's remarkable. It is remarkable.
So I wanted to hear people say that.
Yeah. So I wanted to acknowledge that to you, and more importantly, publicly thank you for that Strength Training for Women. And lastly, before I let you run, I promise this will be the last thing. Could you share, because it's such a very cute story? I remember you shared it once on the show, how you began working with Jackie Onassis, and I'm specifically referring to the phone message.
Yes, the phone message. So this was in the day of answering machines when you had a tape on your answering machine. And I came in from training my morning clients, and there was a message that said, "Hello, this is Jacqueline Kennedy, you know, Caroline's mother," because I was training Caroline, too. So,
you know, Caroline's mother.
Like she had to tell me who she was. After I picked myself up off the floor, she had given me access to her through all her private telephone numbers and everything. And it turned out that she wanted to do a strength training workout at home in her apartment on Fifth Avenue. She felt she was an accomplished equestrian.
Yes.
And she felt that she had always ridden with a youthful youthful edge, let's say. And she felt that she was losing that edge as she was getting older. And she knew that doing a strength training program would be empowering both to her body and to her confidence level. So physically and mentally, strength training would build the confidence that you need in order to perform a sport or just get through the day. And she wanted to do a workout at home with minimal equipment, just like you can do, like anybody can do. And so that's what we did. We targeted exercises that would improve her ability to ride with a fearlessness. That was the word she used, fearless rider. And now she felt she was becoming more cautious. She was 60 at that time. Mm-hmm. And she felt that with age, she was becoming more cautious. And she wanted to regain that youthful edge to her riding. So I think that's just a marvelous story for all of us to hear. Number one, that strength training is empowering to your body and your mind, confidence, self-esteem, positive attitude, that you can do a program at home with minimal equipment, and that it's not so difficult. It's I think strength training is the most mystifying aspect of a well-rounded fitness training program, which also includes cardio and stretching. But I think strength training is the most mystifying and intimidating, and it doesn't have to be.
No.
You can get a good guide, and thank you for mentioning my book. It's a bestseller. It's sold more than 500,000 copies around the world, and people continue to ask for it. It's a classic. It's just a classic, and it also is not only timeless exercises, but interesting variations on the classic exercises. And it's a great book for somebody who's just starting out or who wants to advance through a program and needs some new ideas.
And that's Strength Training for Women by Joan Pagano, one of her five books. Hello, this is Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, you know, Caroline's mother. That is so funny. That is so funny, Joan. Now, getting back to her for just one moment, if I may, as you were talking, and to her credit, I mean, how wonderful that was important to her to want to ride fearlessly. I love that word. We should all go through life with that word at the tip of our tongue, shouldn't we, Joan?
That's great. Great comment.
Yeah. Was she someone who very much watched what she ate? Because she certainly appeared in pictures and so on. She certainly appeared to be very slender.
She kept herself in amazing shape. Now, I can't address what she did for nutrition because she was really focused on learning the exercises and me correcting her form. So we really focused on the exercises. But I must say that she had the flattest tummy of any 60-year-old woman that I've ever seen.
Really?
Yes, that's another conversation. What to do about that?
That's right. Oh, my goodness. Well, Joan, thank you so much for joining us, for sharing your story, sharing your expertise, and truly inspiration, because you have all that going on. Joan Pagano, joanpaganofitness.com is the website. When are you coming back north?
Monday. I'll be back in New York.
Well, enjoy the remaining days of your Florida vacation. Very happy New Year, Joan, and I can't wait to stay in touch with you.
Great, Mary. Thanks so much for having me. It's always my pleasure.
Oh, thank you very much, Joan. We'll talk soon.
Great. Good.
Take care.
Well, Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. Isn't that a great story? I remember her mentioning that on air. It was probably about 2 years ago.